T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So glad to have you on this Wednesday. And Perloff, it's a story that's not going away. And that is, what do the Packers do now with their quarterback situation? The Packers are obviously having a dreadful season. Rodgers is hurt. And in his absence, Jordan Love comes in against your Philadelphia Eagles and showed us a little something.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't amazing, but it was a little something.
I think everyone was so hungry to see Jordan Love people treated it like it was amazing, for whatever it's worth.
That's true. We want to get the thoughts of someone who's had to make these tough decisions with regards to quarterbacks, and that's Michael Lombardi, who's host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, also the GM Shuffle podcast, which we're all big fans of. Michael, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. So as a former general manager and front office executive for as long as you have been, we wanted to get your thoughts on what the Packers are thinking here. So for the crowd that's screaming, play Jordan Love, sit Aaron Rodgers, what would you say to them?
Well, they've already made that decision. I mean, you know, when we gave Aaron Rodgers that contract extension, it wasn't just because we wanted him back for 1 year. It's a 3-year contract when you break it down. And, you know, it's got a ton of guarantees. The Jordan Love boat's been sailed. You know, if you listen to my podcast, my cousin, who's a carpenter, Vince Lombardi, no relation to the Vince Lombardi, but he thinks he is, he's been screaming for Love time for a while, like a lot of Packer fans. But the reality of it is the Packers organization has made this decision last April when they extended Aaron Rodgers and they got him under contract. They're going to have to say goodbye to Jordan Love at some point and hopefully convince people that the end of the Eagle game is really who he is and it wasn't just going against junk time. So, you know, I mean, this decision is already in the bank, just like the Russell Wilson decision is already in the bank. Once you give away that kind of money, there's no turning back.
Mike, so there's no way they, I don't know, give a fifth-year option to Jordan Love or re-sign him? That's sort of fantasy talk when people say that?
Oh, complete fantasy. First of all, you want to have $75 million in two quarterbacks? You know, I mean, like, that makes no sense, especially has anybody watched the Packer defense not stop anybody's running game?
Yep.
Like, do you want to put that many resources into a quarterback? Plus, are you sure Jordan Love's good? I mean, I haven't watched practice, but, you know, so I can't make that decision. But from what I mean, we've already made the decision that Aaron Rodgers is your starting quarterback for the next 3 years. You know, move on. It's time to get the team around him. I think they felt like with him back this year, they would be a better team. You know, disappointed in how they play defense. There's no denying that. Disappointed that LaFleur never really adjusted his offense with the absence of Davante Adams. I mean, you can't run Davante Adams' offense with Aaron Rodgers when Davante Adams isn't there. The coverages become different. Teams play you differently.
Man, and the fact that they have not made those adjustments is it's pretty obvious. Michael Lombardi is our guest. Okay, so let's say we see a little bit more of Jordan Love. Let's say he looks good. Maybe he doesn't look like the second coming, but he looks good. What realistically could the Packers get for him in a trade?
That's a great question. That's a great question. You know, and because he hasn't had great preseason, he's had decent preseasons. You know, when the great Ron Wolf would make these trades and he was able to get, you know, he traded Mark Brunell down to Jacksonville. Mark Brunell was a 6th-round pick. I think he got a 4th back. Hasselbeck, he got a 1st out of Seattle. Usually it comes with really good preseason play and somebody knowing the player, right? Somebody kind of knows the guy. I would find it hard to believe that they would recoup their high pick, because a lot of it's going to depend on who's in the draft, who's available. You know, the quarterback position is like musical chairs. Once you have one, you're not looking for another one. So, you know, it's all about timing. And I think that timing relates. Look, the 49ers couldn't give away Jimmy Garoppolo last offseason, mostly because of the injury to the shoulder, but they got to be thankful they didn't.
All right, let's talk about Jimmy G. Where do you think he ends up next year?
Oh, I think Jimmy G will go somewhere where people are comfortable with him. You know, they know him and understand what his strengths and weaknesses are. You know, the biggest fallacy of the NFL is this notion that every quarterback, the great quarterbacks, don't have to be managed. Like, everyone has to be managed. And how you run. Let's just take Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, the GOAT, 7 Super Bowls. He doesn't have a nickel running back. He's always had one, whether it's been Kevin Falk, Shane Vereen, or James White. He doesn't have a tight end, whether it's Gronk, Ben Watson, whomever it's been. He doesn't have a slot receiver, whether it's Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, Troy Brown. He doesn't have any of the three things that matter to him in his offensive scheme and the way he wants to move the football. He looks pedestrian-like because of it. So my point here is simply you've got to build a team around the quarterback. This isn't just roll the ball out and say, hey, let's play. And I think anytime you look at Garoppolo, you got to build the right team around him, like they have in San Francisco. He throws the ball in the middle of the field really well. They want to attack the middle of the field really well, and they have a bunch of inside receivers. So a team that wants to do those things, I think he's going to be in high demand this offseason.
How about the Jets for Jimmy G? We're in New York. We two of our producers are Jets fans. Do you think that's possible?
I do think – I mean, that would be – remember, Mike White's a free agent at the end of the year. And a lot of his contract status is going to be dependent upon what he does over the next games. And then what do you do with Zach Wilson? You think Jimmy G wants to come into New York with Zach Wilson looming over him? I mean, you've got a lot invested in Zach Wilson. Are you ready to give up on him? You know, I mean, when Zach came out of BYU, this wasn't kind of the way he played. He had really good anticipation. He had a good arm. I mean, this what we're seeing now, this Zach Wilson looks completely different than the one I saw at BYU.
You know, Michael,
I don't know if it's going to get cured. I don't know if you can bring in a guy like Garoppolo when you're sitting there with that albatross like Zach Wilson, who's yet to play well. I mean, in fairness, when I watch him and I liked him coming out of college, I haven't seen him play well yet. Now, the Jets offense, when he's been in there, has done everything to prevent him from playing well because they don't want him to lose the game.
Well, I don't. Are they trying to protect him a little bit? Michael Lombardi is our guest. He's the host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, host of the GM Shuffle podcast as well. We're big fans. So, okay, you say like the Jets have so much invested in Zach Wilson. I totally understand what you mean. They took him second overall, the guaranteed money that goes along with it. But Michael, with the like salaries slotted salary scale, where you're not guaranteeing a guy Sam Bradford $50 million before he steps onto a field. Do you think that gives front offices permission to just keep drafting quarterbacks?
Well, you got to get one till you get one. I mean, you got to keep drafting them until you get them. But here's what I learned in my time in the league. I spent time in Indianapolis with the great Donnie Walsh, the former president of the Indianapolis Pacers. And he told me years ago, you can't trade a player unless you really know who he is. And I don't know if they know who Zach Wilson is yet. Mm. I think right now he's not very good. But you can't trade him until you know who he is. And I think that's the biggest issue. They don't know who he is. And what are the problems? I don't know what the problems are. Are they? Is it off the field? Is he immature? Is he not working hard? I don't know what they are. But his production on the field leads you to believe that unless he changes something in his lifestyle, it's not going to turn around.
Mike, when do we know when a team does have their quarterback? I'm thinking of that draft. Do the Patriots have their guy in Mac Jones? Do the Bears have their guy in Justin Fields?
You know, look, Justin Fields, that's a whole other conversation, right? So they run Justin Fields is a running back playing quarterback. I mean, let's be honest here. They run, and we have the league. I've been saying this on the pod. There's the six-back offense in the National Football League is very prevalent. And what do I mean by a six-back offense? It's back to the single wing days, you know, where you had guys that played quarterback that could throw the ball, but they were running backs too. And that's what Chicago did. They finally transitioned into the six-back offense. And they don't want to throw it more. Atlanta's running a six-back offense. Buffalo, who's Buffalo's leading rusher? Josh Allen, they run a six-back offense. This six-back offense is where we're going in the National Football League. Can it stay healthy? I don't know. Philly started the trend. If Philly runs a six-back offense, I mean, the first play of the game against the Packers to Joe Barry's surprise was a quarterback run. I mean, this is what the offense is in the National Football League. There's 6 or 7 teams running six-back offenses. Fields fits that. Now, you're going to have to build a team around Fields that fits that. You don't want him throwing the ball more than 20 times a game. He's going to cost you games. What happens to you, if he can't throw it at the end of the game, like he couldn't against Detroit, you lose a game. You got to get better in that area. So, to me, the six-back offense, I think you got to go 20 games for an NFL quarterback to really know who he is. and understand his strengths and weaknesses. If Mac Jones would have played as poorly last year as he is this year, you would say it's a blown pick. But he played well last year, and he played well against Minnesota. The protection hasn't been good. They've kind of been injured. They haven't kind of gotten in the rhythm offensively. So you still have to give this some time.
Michael, can you win a Super Bowl with that six-back offense that you're talking about? Because I don't know what
we're going to find out.
Well, because like Patrick Mahomes is so athletic, but it's not like a lot of scrambling. It's not the design runs like what they do with Josh Allen.
No, they never put him in the run game. He's in the run game if you play cover two man. He's in the run game if you don't rush with discipline in the pocket. That's the only time. When he's in the run game like against Tennessee, which he won the game because of his feet against Tennessee. He scrambles for 20 yards on second and 19, gets a first down. You know, so that's what he does. That's a different running quarterback than what I'm talking about. You know, Josh Allen's got to stay healthy. He's big. He's hard to tackle. But I think it's hard. I mean, Jalen Hurts is going to have to prove in the playoffs that, A, he can play and throw the ball. If the Eagles get behind, can he throw the ball when the other team knows he has to throw it? That's going to be the key question. I don't have the answer to that. I think he's gotten better as a pocket passer, but everything he does is off the run game.
Michael, last one for you from me, and that is not with hindsight. I'm asking you right now, if you were the general manager of a team and you were given the option between drafting Tua or Justin Herbert, who would you take?
I'd take Herbert in a minute. I mean, look, Tua's played really well the last four games against one of the worst defenses. People have forgot. Against New England, they scored 13 points. The defense scored 7. Against Buffalo, they had the ball spotted at the 6. I mean, let's slow this down. Tua's played really well. I'm not a Tua fan. I think weather's going to be hard on him. I think the rain in San Francisco and the front of San Francisco will be a problem. But let's understand who he's played against the last 4 weeks. Four of the worst defenses in all of football.
So what happens against the Niners?
Well, I think it's going to be really hard. They play a lot of zone in San Francisco. Their eyes are on the quarterback. Without Armstead at left tackle, they got Brendan Shell over at right tackle. Can they protect him long enough where if he has to hold the ball and throw the ball into tight windows with velocity, it's not going to work.
Michael, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Michael Lombardi is the host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, also the GM Shuffle. Thank you for answering our questions. We'll be on the lookout
anytime
for a Jordan Love trade. And
Big Daddy will be happy with that. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Michael Lombardi.
Wow.
I thought we were going to talk about trading Aaron Rodgers, but he's talking about trading Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a realist, and that contract is a problem. You know, it's funny, as fans, we tend to not... You could tell us that the salary cap, dead money, and I just completely blow over that. I see Jordan Love and be like, oh, there's the future. The reality is, once you give that contract to Russell Wilson, once you give it to Aaron Rodgers, I don't know that they're going to have a choice next offseason.
No, and he's right. If you have Aaron Rodgers and you have Jordan Love on the fifth-year option, it's so much invested into one position. Granted, it's the most important position on the field, but that's hard to justify. And as he's saying, the defense has been porous.
Okay, let me paint a scenario, though. Let's say that...
Now, how many more first-round picks are they going to put in the defense before they start to show...
Start to tackle something? Well, Gary got
capable.
Hurt. That was a bummer because he was turning into a star. But the thing about that situation, what if Jordan Love gets 5 games under his belt and really plays well? Then it's got to change the calculus a little bit. I mean, Mike's saying the money is so that there's no way you can do anything. But I think at least it changes the conversation, at least get more value in a draft pick.
Maybe you get a first round back. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen crazier trades in the NFL.
You know what I think is going to maybe help this situation along is how do the NFL feel about this quarterback class? Because,
bad.
Well, Bryce Young, who I think would be the number one consensus, is 5'11 and 200 pounds.
Yep.
That's not big. You know, or is C.J. Stroud going to be your guy? Is Will Levis going to be your guy? Hendon Hooker's coming off of an ACL. I mean, we can go down all these guys, but if the NFL doesn't look kindly on them, it's going to help the likes of a Jordan Love.
Yeah, it's funny because he mentioned if you've coached him before, it would help if an offensive coordinator left Green Bay and knew him. That's usually the situation. But you might have scouted him before the draft and fell in love. We see that a lot, too, where teams really want to draft a guy, get him on the second time around. The thing about the draft that's funny to me, you have all these quarterbacks who are not top 10 level players, right? But once you get out of the top 10, everyone's got a quarterback. So Kenny Pickett at 20 was the exception. I remember when your Bills took E.J. Emanuel at 15.
Yeah, they reached,
Usually you don't see quarterbacks go from 15 to 30 because if you're drafting there, you have a quarterback. So it's going to be weird. That means that some bad quarterbacks are going to get pushed up, right?
You know, I also have another theory about this that we still see it every now and again, but it's very, very rare. Maybe are we going to get back to a time when first-round draft picks or quarterbacks sit for a year? Like, I know that happens sometimes still. Mahomes did it. Lamar Jackson did it. Like, it still happens here and there. But more often, when you take a guy in the first round, he's playing right away. And mostly it's because, oh, you got to try to win while you're on a rookie deal. Well, newsflash, if you're taking a rookie quarterback in the first round, like, the odds are your team's probably not that good, and maybe your coaching staff isn't all that great either. Is it worth it to throw these rookies into the fire, or is there more of a, you know, the bridge quarterbacks and those guys maybe getting second looks and a little more attention?
Hennon Hooker is going to be 34 years old, I guess, in the league with coming off an ACL, so I think he better play soon.
Yeah, he's a father of five.
The counterargument to that is a lot of these college quarterbacks have been throwing a lot more passes. The college game used to be not the wide open passing game, and now it's more advanced passing than the pros.
That's
so
true.
Those guys have come up playing 7-on-7. They played college. I think they have a lot of throws under their belt.
Yeah, but think about what Mike Lombardi said. Now it's a running league.
Yeah, I know.
It's all about the running quarterbacks now.
Which makes it even more, back to your argument, you want to get as much as you can out of those running quarterbacks early on. So there's great arguments both ways. I think the teams are going to do what you said. They're like, we got this 5-year window. We got to teach this guy how to play, get him out there.
I know. Meanwhile, though, how many more quarterbacks are ruined than developed? That's for a variety of reasons.
Might stink anyway. It's hard to tell.
That's true. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. See you guys on the phones. Also, so what is Aaron Rodgers up to today? We will get to that a little bit later on. It is the Maggie and Perloff Show. Glad to have you on this Wednesday on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Still some lingering college football debate here. Maggie is maintaining that USC should get in with a second loss.
If it's a close loss, like last-second loss to Utah.
Yeah, not necessarily saying they will, but thinks that they deserve to be there and be a more exciting Final Four. I say Ohio State with one loss still gets in and probably should get in. Ohio State's a huge brand.
NFL. No one's ever heard of USC before.
But Ohio State, I'm saying to be the first team ever to go from two losses in the Final Four with a one-loss Ohio State team sitting there, that seems a little radical for me.
Is the Caleb Williams effect.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, Bryce Young's at Alabama. He's the Heisman Trophy winner.
I know, but we've already seen him do his thing. You know,
yeah,
he played in the national championship.
We saw Caleb Williams at Oklahoma too. I mean, it's not like he's out of nowhere.
No, but not in the college football playoff. We haven't seen him. On that kind of stage.
I also think you could argue that he'll probably be there next year as well. Awesome transfer portal opens today. We got 2 months of complete and utter chaos. I was Googling some rumors, and now it's pretty much every job and every quarterback could go.
Wait, did you just Google rumors?
Well,
transfer portal rumors?
This is from my old boss. Dan Patrick was talking this week and asked a really interesting question to David Pollack.
Yeah.
Why not Drake May to Ohio State? Because you could transfer. So Drake May is doing great in North Carolina, was in the Heisman race. But Ohio State needs a quarterback next year. Can you just pull anybody out of anywhere? Could we see complete chaos?
Oh, this is free agency on steroids. I love it. But doesn't Ohio State already have like 3 other 5-star kids waiting?
They have the number one recruit in 2024 who's not there yet, Dylan Raiola. So, no, they don't really have an answer at quarterback. And I just think that you got to be careful. Whoever your quarterback is, you're going to have openings. Notre Dame still needs a quarterback. I think Florida's going to need a quarterback. So I just think it's going to be a really fun. College football is going to become like NFL. Like the offseason is going to be just as fun as the regular season.
For sure. I saw that Hudson Card, the backup at Texas, is going into the transfer portal. And you and I have talked a lot about when Arch Manning gets to Texas, what happens, right? You had thought maybe he would redshirt a year because that's just sort of what everybody does.
Well, I think he'll be there and he won't play at first and then he'll redshirt by default because Quinn Ewers would be the starter. That was what I was thinking.
Right. Well, I'm wondering now, like, I always thought the moment that Arch steps on campus at Texas, he's playing.
Unless Ewers is there, right? Then it'd be interesting. I mean, Ewers could transfer too. He already transferred once, though. So he'd have to sit out a year. But, I mean, Quinn could go back to Texas, SMU or TCU or one of those schools. We've seen that kind of move. So if Ewers stays, though, they're going to at least let him start the season, I would think. And that's not an indictment on Arch. I mean, Trevor Lawrence had to sit the first two games.
No, I agree with you.
Caleb Williams had to sit for half the season. Of course, Spencer Rattler, bad Spencer Rattler was there.
I know, but now look at what Spencer Rattler's done in the last 2 weeks. Maybe changed a little of his narrative with South Carolina pulling off two big upsets, right?
Well, right. My point was even the number one, I know Arch is different, but the number ones often sit. It's very rare for a true freshman.
I hear what you're saying. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Speaking of Texas, Quinn is calling from Texas. Is this Quinn Ewers calling from Texas?
No, it's not Quinn Ewers. How you guys doing?
Doing great. What's going on, Quinn?
Great. Hey, I've listened to a lot of sports radio. Randy Galloway, Burrell on the bench, Dan Patrick. That's where I'm familiar with Perloff's work. And I just wanted to call and say you guys are as entertaining as any of them, from the short jokes to the frozen cheesesteaks to high-quality sports analysis. I'm not familiar with the sabermetrics of how they marry up to hosts, if that's a production decision and executive decision. Could you maybe walk us through the genesis of how you met and how this show came to be? Because you're really doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you, Quinn.
That's a lot of growling, Randy Galloway and Pharrell.
Like, I know.
That's some deep
thank
voices
you. Wow.
That bring it.
I know. And Dan Patrick. Wow.
Yeah. So, Maggie, what were the analytics? What did the marketing department
well,
say?
Well, PFF got together and they said, forget football for a second. We got to figure out this show. I mean, Perloff and I knew each other for 8 years at Sports Illustrated, and one day I called him.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically, it wasn't like it was created in a lab with all this reams of data and the big bosses.
It's more like, crunch the numbers, look at the markets.
Hey,
you know,
Maggie, who do you want to do a show
groups.
With? I don't know. Let me see what Perloff's doing. Hey, Andrew, do you want to do the show? Sure.
Then, boom, that kind of happened. Done. That was it.
No, but I appreciate the kind words,
yes.
Quinn.
I wish we had an origin story like one of the Marvel characters that you guys talk about all the time. Like some,
well, like somebody got dropped into a vat of acid and he came out as like this great radio team.
Maybe not a vat of acid. I believe that's how the Joker got created.
There you go.
Is that where your mind first went? I didn't say villain. I said hero.
Most radio shows backstory.
I guess I said character.
Isn't most radio shows backstory is somebody hated somebody and they had to find a way to put this ex player with somebody? It's always that's the backstory. I mean, we all
so
know.
So basically, somebody hated Perloff or Maggie, and then we just had to put somebody else with.
Yeah,
let's not think too deeply about that. I was thinking morally about like there was a planet. And, you know, like Superman's origin story. And he was born.
Were you like bit by a radioactive spider maybe?
You know what? Maybe that. Maybe
there you go.
You know, your neighborhood Spider-Man. That, anyway, that's the origin story. Perloff and I knew each other for a long time.
Even
said,
saying
hey,
this is the smallest thing about Marvel, you're out of your element. It sounds awkward.
I know. I can tell.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And it's not 1985.
Sorry,
come on.
I actually only know that because it's a Wu-Tang lyric. I don't even know that because of the movies. I know. Let's go to Paul. He's in Cincinnati. Paul, what's up?
Hi. I'd like to say thank goodness for Mr. Lombardi regarding Tua. It's been making me nuts around all of the TV and talk shows with the whole, if you take Tua not being knocked out of a game, then he's undefeated and this, that, and the other thing. And most of his passes should be considered handoffs. It's just ridiculous to me. The Cincinnati Bengals dominated Dolphins, and if by the end of the year they will have beaten Mahomes, Tua, Oh, shucks.
Well, I mean, we got to see, right? We got Chiefs Bengals this weekend.
Oh, and they got Josh Allen later in the year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Allen. And then they've got the Ravens. So if they were to go through that with Burrow, wouldn't he be the MVP?
You know, there is. I saw Burrow moved up in the odds.
I saw that, too.
It feels
plus 1,800, I believe.
It's a pretty high-profile game, Maggie. We always say that. The more eyeballs on you. It feels like if the Bengals do win that game, it's a Joe Burrow statement game for sure.
So, and Paul, thank you for the phone call. So then Burrow would be 3-0 against Mahomes. We know those head-to-head numbers are a little bit skewed because they're playing the defense. It's not playing each other, but whatever. Burrow would be 3-0 against Mahomes, which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bengals are spectacular. And also, they got Mixon
and they're
back.
Getting Jamar Chase back now.
Yeah, but that being said, coming into the season, I don't think any of us picked the Bengals to go back to the Super Bowl. Everyone thought it was fluky.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot of experts pick the Bengals, at least.
No, and I'll be honest, I mean, I was someone who picked them to go to the playoffs, but not to go to the Super Bowl. However, I would say I think they would have the inside track to win the AFC North. It's just their schedule is so tough, and the Ravens have a little bit of an easier schedule.
So they play in Week 18 against Baltimore. I don't think that they are even in it. I think Baltimore is going to win that division. I can't believe they lost this week, but Baltimore is going to go on a run. Not because they're good, just the schedule is unbelievably bad.
But doesn't it feel like Baltimore is kind of like at this crux or something, like a crossroads? Maybe not a crossroads. That might not be the right word, but it just feels like they're teetering, and maybe I'm just being, you know, just off of their terrible fourth quarter collapses. And I just don't feel like anyone trusts the Ravens right now. And they were playing excellent after the Roquan Smith trade and the defense was coming together.
I mean, listen,
but
they won 4 out of 5 games. It's not like they're in a tailwind because they lost on a 2-point conversion. Listen, Maggie, come on. Look at this schedule. Home against Denver, at Pittsburgh, at Cleveland.
Deshaun Watson is going to be back, though.
We'll see. Atlanta, Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati. Yeah, I mean, listen, if the Baltimore Ravens do not win this division, that's on them. They really screwed this up. And I'm not saying it's on Lamar Jackson. I say it's more on the defense in the last quarter. And Lamar is not playing well in the fourth quarter either.
So just to contrast that with what the Bengals are facing now for the rest of the season, we mentioned Kansas City. It's a big game this weekend. It's a 425. And then Cleveland at Tampa, at New England, Buffalo, and then obviously Baltimore. Brutal.
Brutal. Then again, don't bet against Joe Burrow. We learned last year. We forgot for part of this year, and now it's back.
It's like the 10 commandments of betting.
Yeah.
Which is, thou shall never bet on the Falcons, and thou shall never bet against Joe Burrow.
And don't bet against Taylor Heineke while you're at
it. And thou shall not bet against Taylor Heineke. We're still working on the 7 other commandments, but those 3 we know for sure. Anthony's in South Carolina, wants to talk about Tua. What's up, Tony?
What's up?
What do you think?
Now talking about, you would rather have Justin Herbert and you would rather have Tua, okay? To me, I would rather have Tua. Who got the best winning percentage out of Tua and Herbert?
Tua.
Tua, for sure.
Okay. How many 3 touchdown games has Justin Herbert thrown in a row?
I don't know. 0? Okay. No, I'm not sure.
0. Okay, then. And I feel like Buffalo fans fear Tua because you keep asking this question, who would you rather draft, Tua or Herbert? Do y'all fear Tua? Are y'all scared of Tua?
As a Buffalo Bills fan, I'm scared of Tua. I'm scared of the offense.
Yeah, smart. Smart, man. You're smart.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm scared of everybody. But, yes, I'm scared of Tua.
But then y'all play the same teams we play.
Yeah.
So what's the difference when we beat them? Our schedule is weak than y'all schedule. We play in the same teams.
Here's the way I see it. I think Tua is a crafty point guard, like the Trey Young type, where Justin Herbert's the Anthony Davis super a power forward is going to collect a lot of stats. I think people are not going to be impressed because of Tua because of his size. I mean, I know that's totally shallow, but I think that's what we're seeing now.
Well, I also think that Tua is making it look he's making it look easy because his wide receivers are awesome. They have a great run game.
Good coach, too.
Good coach. They haven't played a lot of great defenses. But again, not everybody can do that. So I feel like Tua, and thank you, Anthony, for the call. I feel like Tua does deserve a lot of credit for that.
No, definitely.
There are a lot of guys who would not be able to execute that.
But all right, we're going to come in Monday, and we're going to be talking about Tua either as the big hero or, you know, was exposed.
I'll tell
you what.
Because
San Francisco's defense is probably the best in the league.
You know what? I'm really curious to see how it works. And the familiarity between Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan, right?
Yeah.
Like, they all coached together for so long. So who has the advantage there? generally it goes to the mentor, not the mentee, but I mean, McDaniel's coming in with a way better offense. And the San Francisco offense is not bad at all, by the way. Bummer
yeah,
about
know
Elijah
if it's
Mitchell.
Way better. I think both San Francisco units are in the top 10 now. So 49ers have a good defensive coordinator, D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
So he'll know Mike McDaniel's tricks.
Yep.
I'm not sure who the Dolphins coordinator is. He might not know the Niners. I might give a little check advantage to San Francisco.
And who's the Dolphins but
unless they brought somebody
coordinator?
Over.
Now you, know, you, got, you stumped me.
Why would we talk about that when we have... yeah, okay, I got Josh Boyer.
Josh Boyer, of course.
Listen, Josh
Boyer. The great
Boyer.
Josh Boyer.
I mean, don't sleep on Josh Boyer.
that's the fourth commandment.
45 years old out of some place called Muskegum University.
That's not real.
17 years in the NFL?
Muskegum University? You must not be reading that correctly. You mean Michigan.
Read it for me, Mike. Help me out.
Muskegum College, actually.
Wait,
in Ohio.
Oh, I was going to have us guess the state.
What state did you say? Ohio?
Muskegum College.
Here's the best part. After he graduated, okay, he went to King's College.
I know where that is.
London.
Oh. I think there's one in Pennsylvania.
No, you're right. It's Pennsylvania. But isn't the famous King's College in London? Sorry to sound snooty.
But what, did he go to Oxford to learn cricket?
Yeah, I was like, the guy couldn't even get a job in America. But you're right. It's Pennsylvania. That's good. I've never heard of that one.
Then, I've heard of
oh,
King's
but
College.
Then he played at South Dakota School of Mines, which I used to think was South Dakota School of Mimes. And I was like, well, how can they be good at football? It's a mime school, for God's sake.
How did you get into Dartmouth? How? You thought South Dakota School of Mines was South Dakota School of Mimes.
What?
Like the people, entertainers who don't say anything.
It actually gets worse.
What is the mascot of the Muskegum University Athletics Program?
A muskrat?
No.
That'd be too easy.
This is easier. Like, easier, but also dumber.
Okay, what is it?
They're the Fighting Muskies. The Muskegum Fighting Muskies.
Wait, sorry.
And I think it's a picture of a fish or a whale. I don't know what a muskie is, but it looks like...
A whale.
Some sort
in
of
Ohio.
A,
yeah. What are you talking about?
Some sort of a, I don't know, maybe some sort of like mythical sea creature. I don't know what that is, but that is creeping me out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You said South Dakota School of Mimes, and you said it gets worse?
Yeah. So, you know, Bob Stitt was this coach at Colorado School of Mines.
Yeah, Mines. That's a very prestigious school.
Yeah, and he was an offensive guru, was friends with all the big names, was a consultant. One time when my friend told me there's this coach at the Colorado School of the Blind, I was like, there's a football team at the Colorado School of the Blind? And because there is a deaf team that's getting a lot of attention right now, but I didn't think it was possible to be visually impaired and play football. So that was very confusing for me for about 5 minutes.
Should we get your hearing checked?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we had these headphones in and we're blasting it. I can't hear a thing. So when you tell me Colorado School of the Mines, you better be very clear and specific.
I mean, how? How did that all just happen? How do you have that many mistakes? Oh, my goodness. It's too much.
It's hard enough.
Again,
it's hard enough to pick up the blitz when you have vision. Can you imagine being at the school?
You have to sense it. Ackerman's here again.
Save us, Ack. Save
wondering
us.
What kind of conversation did he stumble onto?
Somebody's going to come in and can rescue the show.
Yeah, Ack, that's you, buddy.
That's right.
Good luck. We're all counting on you. 855-212-4.
I make no promises.
He's the hero of the school. Have you ever heard of Muskingham?
No.
What's it? Muskegum?
Would it be Muskegum?
Muskegum?
Yes. I believe we have a caller who says that. I believe it's Muskegum.
Well, that makes way more sense.
And a muskie is a predatory fish that lives in fresh water in North America.
Well, I know, because I'm sure in 5 minutes there's going to be a scandal about two hillbillies who put, you know, weights in the mouth to try to win $100,000 on a boat.
All right, now we're offending everybody. Let's just get going to the sports
break. You don't remember that scandal? 855-212-4CBS? All right, coming up next, what do we have here? Ahem. Oh, Perloff plays quarterback translator and goes against the grain. Going to do that next. Bottom of the hour, time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Rich Ackerman. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Little did we know that our conversation about Tua and Justin Herbert would lead us to the Dolphins defensive coordinator.
I already forgot his name. Josh Boyer.
Josh Boyer, the one and only, who is a graduate, we think, of Muskegum College. We learned that's also in Ohio. And now people are calling us about it. 855-212-4CBS. This really started with an innocent question, which is right now, who would you take, Tua or Justin Herbert? Earlier in the show, we talked to former general manager Michael Lombardi, who said absolutely it would be Justin Herbert because he wants to see Tua go up against better defenses, etc. Yesterday, we talked to Sean King, Super Bowl quarterback, who formerly played for the Bucs, and he said that he wants Tua because Tua has that championship genealogy. Oh, we have it. Let's play.
Herbert's the more talented player physically. I think Tua has more championship genealogy. Like, Tua's the guy that I think is going to fight through a whole bunch of stuff, going to have more composure in the pocket, going to look adversity in the face and stand there and do what it takes to be successful.
As opposed to Michael Lombardi, who earlier picked Herbert.
I'd take Herbert in a minute. I mean, look, Tua's played really well the last four games against one of the worst defenses. I mean, let's slow this down. Tua's played really well. I'm not a Tua fan. I think weather's going to be hard on him. I think the rain in San Francisco and the front of San Francisco will be a problem. But let's understand who he's played against the last 4 weeks. Four of the worst defenses in all of football.
We want to hear from you, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. In the meantime, though, Linda is calling from Ohio. Muskegon, Ohio, Linda? Do I have that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. So tell us a little about Muskegon.
Well, Muskegon is like New Concord. It's where the astronaut John Glenn and Annie Glenn lived.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's all I wanted to tell you.
Are we on a Muskegon?
Are we what?
Are you calling us from Muskegon right now? Are we on the radio?
No, I'm about like 20 miles away from Muskegon County.
Got it. Okay. Linda, well, thank
you. I'm in Muskegon County, but John Glenn lived in New Concord.
Who's that in the background, Linda?
Muskegon County.
Who do we got back there?
Linda, we can hear someone in the background.
Yeah,
what's going on back there?
Who's feeding you facts here? What's going on, Linda?
No. Linda did her own research.
Yeah, it's my husband.
Oh, well, what's his name?
Mike.
All right. Well, tell Mike we said hi.
I will.
Okay. And everyone in Muskegon County, and tell him we'll see you soon.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Go Bucks.
There you are. Wait, what's the name of the Muskegon College? The Fighting
the
Muskies.
The Fighting Muskies. But so from what I'm seeing, we're getting some tweets and we're getting some calls. There's a hard N in there. Muskegon.
Like Muskegon. King.
Yeah, like a king in the middle. Muskegon.
Obviously, Sandra. Everybody
I like she
knows
goes,
that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a lot like
New Concord.
New Concord.
New Concord. Right.
There. Now it all gets together.
I can see it in my mind. Fred is calling from Florida. Fred, what's up?
Nothing. That's the way I spell it. We always pronounced it Muskegon. I'm from Florida, but initially I'm from Ohio.
Got it.
So I'm a Buckeye and a Browns fan.
Wait, are you from Florida or are you from Ohio?
I'm from Ohio. I'm from Ohio, but I've lived down in Florida for the last 20 years. But
got
the
it.
First 60 years, I lived up in Ohio.
There we go. And it's Muskegon.
Yes. I watched a lot of Jimmy Brown run the football back in the day.
Yep, we heard of him.
And okay, I got one story to tell you quickly about him and Sam Huff. Sam Huff was a linebacker for the Giants.
Yep, we remember him
when
too.
When they were in college, Jimmy Brown ran for Syracuse.
Yep.
Sam Huff played for West Virginia. Okay, so Jim Brown is met at the line, and Sam Huff says, "You stink, Jimmy Brown." So he ran the ball again. He said, "You stink, Jimmy Brown." The third time, Jimmy Brown ran over and run for a touchdown. On the way back to the huddle, Jim Brown says to Sam Huff, "How do I smell from here?"
Fred, love it. You nailed the punchline too. Fantastic. Muskegon.
Yeah.
Who calls him Jimmy Brown? Those are the people who really know him.
People in Muskegon.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you open up the phone lines to talk about Muskegon, you never know what you're going to get.
I mean, do we even have a time for Against the Grain? I mean, do we leave enough time?
We had like two calls, two more people called and then dropped. We had two or three tweets. I mean, people are all over Muskegon. This is big time, big time football.
I mean, it's so much like, because also you have the New Concord crowd gets involved and
You don't want to mess them up. Them and Jaguars fans, you don't want to mess with.
Well, I wasn't sure if New Concord and Muskegon was going to be like, are they rivals? Are they friends?
Yeah,
I know everyone's all together in Muskegon County, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
they're all
factions
Buckeye fans.
Can,
you know what? I think we should hold Against the Grain because I think there's an important phone call on the other line that I think we really, really need to dive into.
You're right about that. All right. Nick in Texas is here. Nick, how's it going, bud? First of all, how you been?
Hey, how you guys doing? I've been doing well. First of all, just shout out to the guys on the other side of the window. It must be casual day. Mike looking earlier like he was on a heist with Jason Statham. So I put the stocking cap on.
Put the hat back on. That is when you look like you're robbing a bank. Samter, can we please say what Samter, who Samter would be in the bank robbery? In the bank
robbery
movie?
The demolitions expert.
Yeah, the demolition expert who gets left behind. And all of a sudden,
I thought Nick said going on a hike with Jason Statham. I'm like, why am I hiking? I don't get that. A heist
with Statham. You're the demolition expert who gets left behind. It was a shame, but I still find my way out. It's a shame what happened to you.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, I was just calling about the quarterback debate, you know, to Justin. I'm going to go with Justin Herbert. You know why? Because he's a heck of a young QB. And he's an Oregon duck.
All right, Nick. I have to say, first of all, you won the bet fair and square. Oregon covered 17 points against Cal. I have to wear a duck costume. Now, I did not remember that we had already set a date. But I saw that you had the evidence on Twitter. It's unassailable. Perloff was the one who actually suggested this weekend and totally forgot about it.
Totally forgot.
So... All right, so I did a little looking around on a little website that no one's ever heard of called Amazon. And I was lucky enough to find a duck costume. Now, it's not exactly the Oregon duck, but Nick, I think you're going to find it acceptable. The problem is the estimated delivery is Sunday. So it's going to have to be paid off next week. Is that okay with you?
I think that's great, you know, because there's a lot of big sports going on this weekend with, you know, obviously the championship with the Pac-12 and all that going on. So there's a lot of things going on. I think after you guys talk about all the exciting things that did happen, then we top it off with, you know, you coming looking like a duck. I think that's perfect.
All right. There is no one Oregon duck uniform. Everyone knows that they go into different shades of yellow and green. You can wear any duck and you're fine.
Okay, well, then I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, neon, they can go with neon yellow. They can go with sort of silver. They can do whatever they want. You're Oregon, baby.
Yeah, this is looking like a very extreme yellow. Yeah.
Is it super hip? Does it look like Nike designed it? Is it new age?
It looks like pajamas. Is what it looks like. Looks like PJs I'm going to wear to the show. PJs with a hat on it.
So you're going with the Ralphie look from Christmas Story.
Something like that. Yeah. This is funny. I always think about this with the Amazon delivery people this time of year, because holiday season, right? So people are getting all these gifts and stuff for your family and friends, and I'm the idiot who's getting a duck costume delivered to me on December 4th. But a bet is a bet, Nick, and I will pay it off.
Listen,
sounds good. You guys,
stupid college football bets are good any time of year. It doesn't matter about the holidays. You can make a stupid college football bet any day and be fine.
You know what? So... Oh, bad job out of Amazon here. You know how sometimes they'll give you options of other things to buy before you check out? I am just now seeing the duck feet slippers, but I've already placed the order.
So make another order. You're a Prime member.
I know.
Yeah, it's Amazon. You're probably going to make 3 more orders this week. What's the difference?
Today. I don't know. I feel like the Amazon delivery drivers should be busy with the Christmas gifts, not me paying off a college football
game. And I don't know what you're talking about. It's Amazon. They'll take your money for... Anyway, Stu just said, it's Amazon.
I know, but I feel like it should be for gifts for the children, not for...
What the heck? Whatever. It's not Santa Claus. It's Amazon.
Is it not Santa? It's the closest thing we have. You know, sorry, kids, close your ears. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, the NFL quarterback question we cannot agree on comes your way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.